The other one was in a downpour in Indiana. So I'm definitely pleased with what we've done and how we've gone through our schedule. But, you know, like I told the girls, you know, nothing really matters till we get to conference. And even conference is just setting you up for what you're going to have to do in the playoffs. So that's really our goal. I know we're a pretty good road team, but we're really trying to focus on, you know, where we can land and get those home games and be in the final so we can be at nationals and things like that.
Well, you know, in looking at the overall WAC conference early season non-conference records, because there's only been really one match played within the league, I counted 8 out of 12 teams with above 500 records. Wow, that I mean, and with a lot of good records. Does that mean our league, the WAC's pretty tough this year?
Yeah, our second tier, and I guess we're kind of leading that charge out of that group and from where we were last year. We're beating, you know, the Crossroads, and we're beating Chicagoland and the KVAC, I think it is.
Yeah.
We're just doing better against them out of conference this year. And, you know, our top seven teams are actually all pretty good. You know, much, much more depth now in our conference as, you know, teams start paying a little attention more. And the bigger thing is I think it just speaks to soccer in general in the state of Michigan and Ohio and Indiana. It's just been really good for a long time. And now I think that, you know, coin a President Reagan term, I think, trickle-down economics. Like, I think it was him, not to get political, but it's really the trickle-down is really starting to happen with the smaller schools. We have a lot of quality players. NAIA soccer is a really good thing. And, you know, we have the schools that are giving the scholarships and they're getting the players, and it's been real good. The coaches have been pretty well.
Yeah, so, yeah, it really speaks to a great challenge for you, but a lot of exciting soccer. I think this next week, we've got, is it Concordia Lawrence Tech? Did I remember that right? I'm trying to.
No, it's we're at Cornerstone on Wednesday
Cornerstone.
Night, and then we're at Concordia on Saturday.
Yeah, then, yeah. So how's Cornerstone? How do they look?
Ironically, probably the best Cornerstone team I've seen in 3 or 4 years. They're very big, fast, and physical, so that's typically our trait. So we'll see. Hopefully we can stand up defensively a little bit better than they can against us. I think we'll be the real trick. But he's got them back. They're good. They've got some star players, and really look forward to that match.
Yeah, and so after 8 matches and a league match, what has surprised you the most, and where are your strengths, and where do you have to work on? So it's a 3-part question. What are you surprised at? Two, what do you think your strengths, your team, and where do you got to work, and who are some of those people that have really stood out for you? So I gave you a lot of time to talk.
Yeah. All right, so I get to take some time. You know, I wouldn't say I'm really surprised too much, really. You know, if I was surprised, it'd be actually on the side of some girls that we thought would perform a little better that really haven't. I knew we had good team culture. I knew we had pretty good leadership and things like that. And we had a change in that this year. Our captains used to be, you know, the collaborative type captains before. We had no real, like, drivers, like winning mattered and things like that. So that changed for us this year, and that's been a pretty good blessing for us to have that there. But the real surprise to me is some of our positions that we lacked depth in because of injury have actually performed really well. So if we can keep up with that, then that was probably our weakness, and now I think that's one of our strengths, really, is that explosiveness that we can have outside. And that's been the challenge for me as the coach right now, is how you manage those minutes of those players and develop the kids kind of coming up. And then if you want to, you know, the big surprise for me personally is one of our freshmen, the girl from Clinton, Cassie McNatt, has just been really, really good. She's played several reserves. She's found minutes on varsity, but just way better and way more competitive, explosive than we thought we were really going to get. So most of my surprises are really in that type of stuff, the individual things. The team has, I think, was always there. We just have not gotten into the drama yet. And we've had no real adversity, knock on wood. So we haven't been challenged in those type of things. But the girls get along great. We have good leadership. We have good coaching and things of that nature, too. So the other side that I would say that has happened that's been a good surprise for us is we started a new grad assistant this year, which is always a challenge as you teach a new, you know, a player that was playing and then is coaching. And Julie Anderson's been a phenomenal addition to the coaching staff and really taking that role in there. And usually I wait, you know, a couple months or a season sometimes to give them control of the JV team. And she, you know, got it pretty much right away. And so we've given her control and the players have responded to them. And then, you know, looking forward, it's going to be health, I think, for us. If we can keep our, you know, top 12 or 13 kids healthy, then we're really going to be to handle. And we've got to stay focused and keep playing. I think right now the depth of our team is really good. We've got a lot of good players on reserve teams that are playing minutes there because they can't get into our lineup on varsity. And I think, like, so that's going to be our thing. Can we stay healthy and keep our, you know, our superstars healthy and going and things like that of that nature will be really the type of stuff. And then looking forward, you know, our conference has gotten so tough. There's no off days, really. You know, even if it's, I seem like the lower teams that we're going to end up playing, we play on the road, so anything can happen. And then we really play a – soccer's a stupid game in many aspects that you can totally dominate and do everything right and still lose the game. And actually, UNOH found that out Saturday against us. As they had the ball probably 72% of the time, I think is what I saw on our stats. And – you know, we counterattack them and score and, you know, end up beating them 2-1. We had a couple extra breakaways where you could have scored on, but it's just a weird game in that type of sense. So I think that then is the other strength of our team is we can do different things. This is it, you know, like basketball where you're going to shoot by the three and die by the three. We can still, you know, beat you technically and beat you soundly by combining and things like that, or we can beat you by playing defense the whole game and just sitting in and counterattacking and doing what makes us successful there. So that's been kind of the nutshell. I wonder, did I cover all three of those?
Who are some of your, you know, players that have really, really started well for you?
Right now it's probably my two, well, there's a lot of seniors for us, really. Mackenzie Stenzel, who's been our center back for a while, is pretty phenomenal, had a very good consistent season. And then my two fifth years, the kids that took their COVID year that came back, actually I have three of them, they've really kind of given us the spark and really just the calmness, like, yep, been there, done that. It's not been easy for them. They've not necessarily always played great, but they're just like love of being out here and doing it has really changed kind of the monotonous of doing it every day. So that's Caitlin Harwood, who's actually going to school for master's in nursing, working part-time as a nurse and playing soccer. Then I have Marissa Young back, who is also working full-time, going to classes and playing soccer. And she has her engineering degree, so she's working that job and working all day to come into practice and doing her classes and things like that. So that's been pretty phenomenal. She just got second in our school history for game-winning goals, so that's a big mark for her. And then the third one is Olivia Emmert, who's a little more traditional, is that she stayed with some undergrad classes and, you know, didn't graduate, stayed with the biology, picked up a couple minors and things like that, but she's still a full-time student. She's a captain, and so those three have just been, or four have been, phenomenal. And that's right up really the middle of our field. And then basically everybody else, Emily Broman's been dynamite. Parker Cheney's been really good. Sarah Amon and Lily have, Tip Lady, have been great for us up top. And I really, like, it's really, if I go down the lineup, I really can't get, you know, once I get into, like, player 25 and 30 on my team where I'd be like, yeah, we need a little more from them, that type of stuff. So I've really got a lot of high performances from a lot of people this year.
I'm curious also, Scott, as far as recruiting is concerned, what areas are you targeting, and what's your circle around Siena Heights?
Our circle's about 3.5 to 4 hours, so that puts us down into Cincinnati. That puts us kind of over to Columbus. I haven't done really much in Cleveland, although we have a couple girls that are closer to Cleveland than Columbus right now. That also then puts us over into central Indiana, things of that nature. We haven't broken into Chicago. There's a lot of small schools competition there. And then obviously Michigan. We really try to hit all our counties in Michigan, do well there. The West Coast kids kind of really do get recruited by a lot of the West Coast bigs and smalls over there. So we kind of stay away from them a little bit more. But the 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours is really where we're kind of going. We'll get up to four occasionally and things like that. So kind of where we're living right now. I've got more kids now from Ohio than I've ever had in my career. And a lot of that is just because they built a couple parks down there with big tournaments, and Michigan teams went down there to play. So we started looking at it and started getting kids, and it's been a real good thing for us.
You have 11 seniors, right?
11 seniors, correct. Three of those would be the fifth-year kind.
Right.
Chemistry is a big part of any team, whether it's soccer, football, or whatever. What's the chemistry like on your team?
I don't want to say it's perfect, but it's pretty darn good. It's something that I'm dedicated to working on at least once or twice a week. So the secret out of the bag is we kind of have a couple different squads on our team. So we divide the girls up each year. One's on equipment squad, so they're in charge of the balls, right? And then we have a travel squad, so they're in charge of where we eat on the road and what swag we get to wear on the road. That's a new term that I learned a couple of years ago. And then we have a spirit squad who's in charge of, like, our inspirational messaging and those type of talks. So, like, today they were in charge. They did a gratitude, which we kind of do once a week, you know, just who the girls are grateful for and things like that, you know, whether it be parents or roommates or any of that type of stuff. And then we have a bonding squad, too. So they work on non-soccer-related bonding experiences. So I believe yesterday they all went to the pumpkin patch and things like that. So, you know, like, it's just something that we focus on and we work on every day, and it's been really good. The coach always wants it better, and the players always thinks it's good enough. So just something I continue to work on and we continue to focus on doing.
That was really interesting, Coach. I really love to hear, you know, there's always so many different ways of handling than what I call the non-athletic coaching part of building a program. And that is really outstanding what you've done. I really like that. And
thanks.
And how do the kids have a, I'd like to be on this group or that group, or how do you select that?
You know. Yeah, so nobody wants to be on equipment squad. That means you got to pump up the balls, you got to take them and count them out of practice and things like that. So right. Nobody wants to do that work. And then, you know, it's ironic because different people migrate differently. So, like, we got some girls last year that maybe were on equipment squad and that's really not their thing, you know. And then we put them on spirit squad this year, and they're doing everything. And so those messages and stuff like that are – the travel squad's been most entertaining for me because we have two teams. So if they're reserves – and what it means for me is, like, when we go to eat, like, we have 50-some people that we travel with if we travel both. So they have to call the restaurant. One, they have to figure out what everybody wants to eat. And then because we're so large – and usually eating at, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock at night after a game, we've got to call these restaurants to get done. So just them being adults and getting all that type of stuff done. And then really it started as a random draw. I started it and, you know, I just make sure they're on each squad for, you know, once in their 4 years and they get to do it. So the fifth year's got to pick where they wanted to be this year. But, I mean, pretty much other than that, it was kind of random and forcing them to do things they're not comfortable with. That I just maybe they're going to have to do later in life.
You know, Scooter, it's kind of funny because that's great what you're doing, but in the old days, how we used to do it. So today, Coach Bauer and I went down to Kalamazoo and saw two of our alums, Andy Backus and Tim Foster.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So, yep. And I know you know both of them. So we're in the Grand Traverse Pie Company. I don't know what this is. It's a nice little place. We walk up and we're in line, and they go, "Did we get more than $5, Coach?" You know, because then the story started to fly on Tim's 350-pound weight guys trying to eat on $6 and things like that.
Well, I was the other side of that is when Coach Weaver gave us $5, and I was like, "All right, well, I'm not really that hungry, so can I get like a hamburger and maybe a small drink?" And then I've got like, $3 left, and if I keep that for two meals, now I can go buy Chefy's pizza in the dorms or whatever. So mine was always trying to, like, how can I get, like, two meals out of this type of thing.
That's awesome. Your kids are doing that, and that's just good stuff. I know Pat probably wants to get to a commercial.
Right. Well, I got a couple more questions here, too. Scott, you've been at Siena Heights for a long, long time.
He's the dean now, I think.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Give us your impressions of some of the changes that you've seen in Siena Heights over the course of all of those years. I know you've had different positions there, but as far as the students are concerned.
To actually date myself, I was actually a freshman 30 years ago this semester. So,
wow.
And I'm sitting out here, a team's practicing on our old game field right now around the grass.
Yeah, I'll be on the baseball.
So the changes for us really have been, I feel like right now the faculty are more involved with the students than I've kind of ever seen them.
Oh, that's great to hear.
I've seen more like personal things, like just the faculty going out of their way. And not that they never did, but just that, the acknowledgement and the care has kind of really stepped up a little bit there. I'll give you an example. I think we were in preseason and the school had just started, or maybe it was a week before, and the nursing department was in the cafeteria. I think the education department, because they had their faculty days, and like every player that was in those majors and those professors went up to those girls and kind of gave them a hug and wished them good luck and things like that. So really, to me, that's been a unique thing. I really feel like the professors have gone above and beyond now, and I think, to their credit, they really did a great job adjusting to the COVID protocols a couple of years ago, but now they're back to those personal relationships and driving those with those girls, the kids and the students and things like that.
That's great to hear. And I understand we're going to have one of your players be on with us today, too?
Yes.
We're going to take a commercial break here, but we'll be back and talk with that student-athlete here in just a minute. You're listening to Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave. Don't go away.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey.
Do we have a name?
Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things. Like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
Mackenzie Stenzel. Okay, great.
At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA, and no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Saint Sports Weekly, Pat Hayes, Fred Smith. And on the other end of our Green Jack guest line here from Siena Heights, we have soccer player Mackenzie Stenzel. And Mackenzie, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Mackenzie. This is Coach Smith. And I'm reading your, bio, somewhat of it on online here, that you're, tell everybody, our audience, where you're from and where you went to high school.
I am from Shelby Township, Michigan. It's like about 30 minutes outside of Detroit. And then I went to Dakota High School.
Yeah, that's
and it's a fairly big high school. So.
It's one of the power high schools, really, up in, is it Macomb County, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the power high schools up there. I mean, it is one of the bigger ones, so that's great. What are you studying at Siena, Mackenzie?
I am studying business administration, and then I'm minoring in psychology.
Wow.
I just decided to minor in psychology, like, this semester, so I'm excited for it.
Oh, that's great. So you are a senior, and I see you've, you've played all, this is your fourth year, right?
Yeah,
okay,
correct.
And you are a defenseman. Describe your position, your role on the team.
I am the center back. So we play a 5-3-1.
Gotcha.
And so, or a 5-3-2. And so I am the, like, main center back, the sweeper that does all the work back there. And then I have two in front of me and then two on the outside.
Yeah, that's the key position. Have you done that always in your career when you were at Dakota and you travel, or did you play other positions?
In my travel soccer, I used to play like forward and midfield, so I'm kind of used to all the positions because as a defender, I like to take the ball up a lot.
Right.
So I kind of am familiar with most of the positions, but I've mainly been a center back.
You know, I love to ask questions, so just bear with me. When you were in high school, did you play other sports, Mackenzie? That's a big topic now among young people. You know, I have grandchildren now. So what other sports did you play through junior high and then in high school?
I actually played softball, and then I have two older brothers, so I would play hockey with them a lot.
Wow.
I know. So, yeah, I loved playing sports and working out with them and doing cardio and stuff. So
when you got to high school, you concentrated on soccer. Did you continue to play softball?
No, I did not. So I chose soccer over softball.
So then you were one of these year-round soccer people, right? Because the women, now I'm trying to remember, the women play in the spring, right, in Michigan?
Yeah.
All right, and then you went right into travel, or did travel go through the fall for you, or did you play travel?
If I can remember, travel was just in the spring, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so were you one of the big travels? So travel sports is so big now, you know. Did you do a lot of that, or was it mostly your high school soccer?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Well, you know, Siena, how did Siena find you? Through your high school or through your travel team?
Through my high school. So I reached out to Scooter last minute my senior year. So it was kind of I was kind of nervous I wasn't going to go anywhere because at first I didn't want to play college soccer and do all of that, but I decided that I wanted to go to college and continue my career. So
what was your impression of Siena when you first saw it?
Well, Siena is it's a very small school. And that's actually what I prefer complicated because I came from such a large school. So
yes.
I am surprised that I chose such a small school, but everything is just so, together. And I like that everything is so close and you don't have to walk far for your classes. And my favorite thing is the stadium. Our stadium's super nice. So,
you played, right away as a freshman, you got in 9 varsity games. Did you expect to play a lot as a freshman, or did you expect to play for the reserve team?
I did not expect to play much varsity or in many varsity games my freshman year. So I guess that was nice, and I was excited for that, and it kind of got me going and got confidence up, which was nice. So,
talk about your season thus far, and you guys are off to a great start.
I would say that our season is going very good right now. Each of us have our own individual amazing qualities, and I've had a good feeling from the start. We are currently undefeated and have been working really hard towards it,
right.
So that's good. And then there are also two freshmen, Kaylee Lambert and Kira Thompson, that I would like to point out who have really stepped up, and I am beyond proud of them for how they are doing, and seeing them comfortable in the spots that they are playing in is also awesome. So,
will you mention their names again here? I'm looking through your roster right now. If you don't,
Kaylee Lambert,
right,
and then Kiera Thompson.
Okay, great. That is awesome. Coach talked a lot about Pat, my partner here, talked a lot about chemistry and culture on teams. And Coach talked about all the different things you guys do, whether it's the spirit squad or the travel squad, or the equipment squad. I just found that fascinating. How has your journey been in that regard?
The squad?
Yeah, with the different things that the different players are involved with, the spirit squad, the trail squad, the equipment group. He was just explaining all that to us. So where's your role in all that?
So my freshman year, we actually didn't have any of these squads.
Right.
The freshmen were required to do all like the equipment and stuff like that, but Scooter decided to come up with four squads, and I'm currently in the bond squad, so we have set dates of, like, this past Sunday we went to the pumpkin patch.
Right, mentioned that.
And the cider mill as a team, and we did that. And then sometimes we have, like, movie nights or game nights, and we also tie-dye t-shirts, so it's just stuff like that, which is really cool. And then the travel squad does all of our game day fits and what we wear on the bus. And then our spirit squad does all of our inspirational messages. So they created bag tags for all of our bags,
which
is really cool. And then what squad am I missing?
That's all right. He kind of went through a lot of that. Let me ask you a question. Would you be considered a leader on your team?
Yes, I believe so. I am a captain. So
that's awesome.
That's exciting to have that role. But, I think a lot of people look up to me, which is cool. So, yeah.
So what are the responsibilities of a captain on the soccer team? Give us a little background there.
Responsibilities as a captain, we just kind of hold people accountable for their jobs on the field, I guess. And if anyone, I guess, is struggling, we're there to help them. If they are going through anything, we're there to help them. And obviously they can go to Scooter for that too, but people come to us for that too, which is nice because we can help them through that. So, yeah, we kind of help them inside of soccer and outside of soccer if they need.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about your season now. You've got a perfect record so far as wins, no losses so far. Are there any other teams that are on your schedule for this year that you kind of put a circle around the calendar on?
Are you saying teams that like are going to be a bit complicated for us?
Yes.
I would say our teams that we look at mostly is Madonna. Aquinas is a huge one. I think we have Madonna October 7th, which, will be a good game. So I'm excited for that and I'm ready to play them. And then Aquinas, we always struggle with them, but I have a good feeling this year, and I hope that we can beat them because I've been wanting to, and I haven't beat them. So,
Well, tell us about your game a little bit. What are some of the things that you're really good at and maybe some things that you're working on?
Like at personally?
No, at in soccer.
Okay. So a couple things that I think I am good at, I would say. I mean, I don't really have, like, a special job. I kind of just get the ball out and play good balls to people that I see are open, I guess. But a couple things that I could work on, I don't know, maybe like not having so much anxiety when I have the ball, because sometimes when I have the ball, I seem to just kick it. And after the fact that I do that, I'm like, why did I just do that?
Yeah.
So maybe just certain things like that. But
sure. You know, being a college athlete and is kind of a balancing act, I would have to say, between your academics, your practices, the travel time to and from games. How do you manage that time?
Well, so this Wednesday we actually have an away game, and we have to leave at 12:30 because our varsity team and reserve team plays. So I don't like doing my homework on the buses, so I try to manage my time throughout the week so that I know what time we leave and when we have to go, so that I can manage my time and I don't have to do it on the bus, because sometimes I'm super tired maybe after the game or before the game. I just want to get into like a game mode and listen to music. So I try to get all of my homework done before I know that I have a away game or even a home game, because I got to get ready for that too.
Now, are you at practice now?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, we better let you get back to practice. I know Scott's probably wondering where you are. So, but Mackenzie, we want to thank you for being on with us on Saints Sports Weekly. Continued success the rest of the season.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Mackenzie Strenzen from Siena Heights University, the soccer team, and got to get back to practice here. And we got to take a break for some commercial messages, but we'll be right back on Saints Sports Weekly.
Getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with IAT Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
And welcome back into Saints Sports Weekly. Pat Hayes along with Fred Smith with you tonight. And we're going to talk to an alumnus of Siena Heights University. And on the other end of our Green Jack guest line, we have Carly Pallett. And Carly, welcome to Saints Sports Weekly.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Carly, this is Coach Smith. I want to also welcome you. And Coach Oliver says you're teaching in the around Lenawee County over Clinton. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. I teach sixth grade over there.
How long you been doing that?
This is my eighth year.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So you graduated.
I know.
Gosh, when did you graduate?
2015.
Wow. So you've been, how do you like teaching?
You know, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher, but I didn't know that I would love it as much as I do.
That's great.
It's been great. You know, there's not perfect, not the easiest at times, but I love it.
Well, I take my hat off to you. I am one of these guys that's certainly been around education, but at Siena. And anytime I, you know, and having children and grandchildren, I take my hat off to you guys that sit in the classroom, especially, you know, thinking the little ones and the middle schoolers, that can't be easy either. But you're at a great school district over in Clinton. And that's just a place that's really, you know, it's enrollment strong and it's a growing, seems to be one of the few areas that are growing. Let me ask you this question, though. Have you stayed involved in soccer at all since you've graduated?
You know, I haven't. I've been asked to coach at Clinton a couple of times.
Right,
but,
I bet you have.
I kind of left. Once I left Siena, that was like my final nod to soccer. You know, I'll always love it, but I don't know if I'll ever coach.
Right. Do they have a men's team over there? They have a women's team too at Clinton?
Yep, they have a men's and a women's team.
Oh,
they just have varsity.
Right,
team.
Right, because it's a smaller school. I mean, it's great that they have soccer because there's, I think, what, seven Lenawee County teams that maybe have it. But so let's talk a little bit, if you don't mind. You're originally from, if I remember, from Plainwell, right, which is up by Kalamazoo, correct?
Yes, yep.
A little north of Kalamazoo? Is that right?
Yep.
Yep, I've got it. Yep. I was just up in Kalamazoo today. So talk about your journey. How'd you get to Siena, and how'd that all work out?
So I knew that I always wanted to play soccer somewhere, and actually one of my friends from Plainwell, Grace Howergan,
God, Gracie. I'll be darned.
Yep, she's one of my very good friends. So she's a year older than me, and she obviously came to Siena to play basketball there. And, she told me about how she loved it and the small school and all the good things about it. And I started, showing my interest at Siena, and then I started talking to Scooter, and I came to visit, and I fell in love, just like Grace told me how amazing it was there, and that's kind of how I, found out about it, and it brought me this way. So
just for, not only my partner, Pat, but maybe he knows, but for our audience, Grace is, was a great basketball player, coached at Siena for a while, probably one of our best players ever, and now is the head coach up at Lawrence Tech, so we have her on. And cover her team a lot, when we play the Saints. And it's always, she always gets the team revved up to play Siena, I want to tell you that.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Talk about a little bit first, when you came to Siena, did you know what you wanted to study?
I did. I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I just didn't know exactly what direction I wanted to go. And I ended up doing the math direction, so I teach middle school math.
Wow.
And I'm also certified in elementary as well, but the middle school is where my heart's at, and I love to teach just that one subject, math. So I kind of figured it out mid-year, my freshman year, that I wanted to do math.
That's awesome. Who are some of the faculty members at Siena that really impacted your academic career and your academic growth?
So I can't remember his last, I don't think he's even teaching anymore. Tim
Husband. Tim Husband. Yeah.
Yes. He was phenomenal. And Sally Ray was always so awesome in the teaching side of it. And those two were both always helping me schedule my classes and making sure I was getting what I needed to graduate. So Sally Ray was the one that told me about the job at Clinton to apply to that. So she helped me get that job as well.
Yeah, and that's awesome. It's just awesome. Excuse me. To hear. Talk about your soccer journey.
So we came in with, my class was like one of the bigger ones at the time. We came in with like, I want to say 13 or 14 girls, and like 10 of us stuck it through all four years, and you know, we still hang out to this day, which is amazing. And the soccer team, you know, Scooter has a way of just getting amazing girls on that team, and they will be lifelong friends of mine. And I'll always remember like my 4 years of soccer and all the places we got to travel. We were one of the first classes that got to go to like overseas. We did that Italy trip. And then they continue to do that.
Yes, they
do. Not to Italy, but they go other places. So a lot of memories were made over the 4 years.
What position did you play in? Were you? And I think your teams were. Well, Scooter's teams are always good, you know. But talk a little bit about that whole journey.
So I was an outside midfielder. I played on the right side, and that's the position I played for years and years before college, and that's where I played the whole 4 years there as well. And you know, we always had good teams, and we were always pretty competitive in the conference, so it was always fun.
Who was the teams that you most, I guess, that stood in your way and you had the biggest, most competitive games against during your time?
We were always pretty competitive with Madonna.
Yeah.
Those were always pretty heated battles between them, and UNOH got really good.
Oh, they did.
As we kind of progressed through there as well. I think those two are always our big competitors, or we got really excited about, even if we knew it wasn't going to be a super competitive game. Those two teams stuck out to me, I think.
Carly, what was the biggest change for you going from high school to college soccer?
Soccer has always been like a huge part of my life, and I knew that I was going to be a student athlete, but I didn't know how much time I was going to be spending playing soccer in college, and I loved every second of it. Like, it really kept me like on track, and you know, you don't have a lot of time to do whatever you want, so making sure I was getting my stuff done and staying organized and just being a part of this family that I still call these girls like some of my best friends. And I didn't think that that was going to be something that like impacted my life so much. Like, I'm very thankful that I chose Siena and chose to play soccer. It was just a great experience.
When you were at Plainwell, which is a good sized school, did you play other sports?
Yep. I played basketball for all the way through.
Wow.
High school, and I also played volleyball, but volleyball was the same season as soccer,
right.
So like sophomore year I dropped volleyball because I really wanted to focus on soccer, so I did travel soccer instead.
Right. Wow, that is great. It's, and we talk a lot about this with the young people now, the time they're spending in travel sports at young ages is really amazing. Just as I mentioned on the show earlier, we saw a couple of our alums today up in Kalamazoo, guys that played in the 90s, and one of the guys' sons was the fifth-ranked quarterback prospect in Michigan as an eighth grader. Now, how do you figure that out, right? He's a ninth grader,
yeah.
and this kid, you know, spends a lot of time playing basketball and this and that, and then you can tell so many stories about the time, how much time families spend in travel sports. That's really something. So, can you talk about who are some of these lifelong friends you made?
So Crystal Wilcoxon, right. She still helps the Siena soccer team. Alexis Donnelly, Meg DuBois, Jory Bitter, Abby Marlette, Elizabeth Davis, Natalie Banky.
Wow,
we try
cool.
to see each other at least twice a year. You know, it's really hard to get a lot of girls together, and now we have husbands and families and kids, and it's been great to kind of go through this part of life with them. I've been very lucky to share it with them.
Talk about your family right now.
So I have a husband, and he actually graduated from Siena as well. He played baseball there for a year. He's a little bit older than me. And then we just had a baby in May.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Your life has changed.
Yes, you've changed a lot, but for the good.
So what'd you have, and what's their name?
He is a boy, and his name is Marston Agnew.
Very good.
That's great. Where do you guys reside? Are you guys in the Adrian area, Clinton area, or where did you guys end up?
We actually live in Dundee.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a very growing area over there.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you have to
still close by.
Piece together husband jobs and all that and your job, but that's not a bad drive down to Clinton at all. And getting back to your soccer at Siena, did you guys get to postseason play while you were there at all?
My freshman year we did.
Oh, wow. Where did you go that year? You remember who you played postseason with?
We went to Spring Arbor.
I remember that game. That was a tense game.
It was very intense.
A Saturday night game. I'll never forget it. My goodness gracious.
Yep.
That was the crowd was awesome. And, I was AD. Mm-hmm. I remember we had another meeting there that day. So I hung around Spring Arbor all that day doing work in a little pizza shop watching Michigan play Nebraska. And because, I know we had a banquet up there or something for the soccer thing. And so I hung around and I was just shocked at the intensity. You couldn't even... I don't know if you remember this, but I don't know how you and Scooter usually always can be heard. How you even heard him that night, because
it's very those stands are really close to the field. So it feels very intimate. Yeah. The setting, it's very loud. Yeah. So that I think that was the only time.
Yeah, you guys are always close, but tough to get there for sure. You said you traveled. Where were some of the teams you played outside of Michigan?
We went to Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
And played a couple teams there. That was a really cool experience because we got to do, these ghost hunting tours. And, we always did something fun when we traveled somewhere. The Savannah trip is the one that sticks out to me the most.
Right.
And obviously the Italy trip was just
unbelievable.
Amazing.
Life-changing for sure.
Oh, yeah. I never forget that trip.
Well, being from Clinton, I can't let you go without maybe talking a little bit about the Clinton football team.
Oh, football team.
They are currently 5-0. They're in first place in the LCAA, and... tell us your impressions of the team this year.
It's so fun being a middle school teacher and seeing these boys, grow up and become these young adults. And it's so fun to watch them and watch them grow. And their football team has been good for the past few years.
It sure has.
It's super impressive to, watch them grow up. I have them in sixth graders. They come to me as little elementary kids, and then to see them on the football field as basically men out there, it's very cool.
Yeah,
moment to
we covered them 2 weeks ago over at Madison, and I really felt bad because Madison was a big night for Madison and this and that, and Clinton took them apart. I don't know what it was, but. I've seen them the last 3 years, and they just continue to reload. They're so disciplined and strong, and in a wrestling program, it fits right in with it. But that's it makes your school whether we like it or not. Winning football sure helps the morale of all the school, I bet, of right on down to everywhere.
Well, one other question. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to ask you, you mentioned that your husband also graduated from Siena Heights. Was he an athlete too?
Yes, he actually played baseball at Siena.
Okay, well, great.
Yeah.
Two-sport family.
Yes, we are. We're rooting for the soccer side, though, not the baseball side.
Yeah, you're going to be fighting over that in a few, I can tell you that.
I know. Maybe we'll just meet in the middle and
there
say basketball
go.
Or something.
Whatever they like to do. That's, you're going to know that for sure.
Yep.
Well, Carly, we want to thank you for being on Saints Sports Weekly with us today, and continued success in the classroom and also with your new little one.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Carly, if you make it down to homecoming and you happen to run into me, make sure you push me, because I can't remember everybody. Just say something to me, will you?
I absolutely will.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Carly. Carly Pallett, Siena graduate, alumnus, and great hearing from alumnus from Siena Heights always.
Yeah, it is. They're just to hear what they're doing, and it's kind of what I do now, very part-time. But, to hear them talk about their experience and how, this young lady wanted to be a teacher and knew it early. And is in her eighth year, I mean, well, that's to me, what a success story.
And I know I have heard a lot of these broadcasts, and it's kind of common to hear these people talk about how someone told them that Siena was a great place to come to and a great place to go to school.
Yeah, it is. We talked about that today, bringing up my luncheon Coach Bauer and I had. The young man that I was up there, the Foster boys, they were tremendous. We've had these guys on our program before. We found out about them because, through the camp of, we used to have this thing called Camp of Champions at Siena, and we were at Siena. Then their dad contacted Mr. Gullickson, that we got Jeff Gullickson interested, and it's so much of those contacts about experiences you have that are positive that we have to, at a school like Siena, we have to take advantage of.
Well, Fred, that's what you're doing now. You're going around and talking with all the old alumni, and that's got to be kind of fun for you and bringing back old memories, good and bad.
I guess we want to forget about the way Coach used to be. Now Coach is a nice guy, but there were some great stories today. We had so much fun. And these guys are both very successful, but the main thing is we don't even talk about, well, we won this, we beat that. They talk about their children, and Tim's children, one's at Ohio State and the other's at Miami, Ohio, where Andy has an eighth or a ninth grader and a fifth grader. And it's really cool. And how trying to keep, these ladies seem to do that better than guys, how they keep closer friends. I've heard that a lot with a lot of these women's soccer, how they stay in their life, where they want me to get all these guys together, even though they kind of see each other, I don't think they're quite as good at it.
Well, Fred, been a good program tonight. Thanks for coming in, Saints Sports Weekly.
Yeah, it's always good working with you, Pat. You're the legendary guy in Lenawee County, man.
Yeah.
You say, tell Mary Helen I said that, all right?
I will do that. And she's listening from Kalamazoo tonight.
Is she really?
She is. So you can say it yourself.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mary Helen.
All right. That's going to do it for Saints Sports Weekly. Coming up next, we've got NFL football, a doubleheader tonight, but we're going to be broadcasting the first game coming up. And what game was that going to be? That is going to be the Eagles and Tampa Bay Bucks. So stay tuned for that on Westwood One. This is Saints Sports Weekly.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru. Three locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Preventing prescription drug abuse begins with you. Safeguard all medication at your home by monitoring quantities, controlling access, and keeping track of refills. Use medication only as directed by a healthcare professional and never share your medication with others. Properly dispose of unused or expired medication to avoid potential abuse. Talk about the dangers of prescription and over-the-counter drug abuse with your family and stop prescription drug abuse before it starts. For more information, contact Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority at 263-8905.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
AD 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.